Okay, so here's a story that sounds boring on paper and is actually one of the most important AI stories happening right now. It's about search. Yeah, search. But stick with me because this is the story of AI companies quietly realizing that the hardest part of AI isn't the chatbot, it's knowing what to trust. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. There's a startup called Glean. You've probably never heard of it, unless you work at a big company that just quietly rolled it out to every employee last quarter. It was founded by a guy named Arvind Jain, who previously built Rubrik and before that worked on Google's search infrastructure. So this is a person who has literally spent his career thinking about one question: how do you find the right thing fast inside a giant pile of information? Here's the pitch. Every big company today is basically an information swamp. You've got Slack, Confluence, Google Drive, Salesforce, 100 internal tools, and somewhere in there is the one document that actually answers your question. Glean's whole idea is point an AI at all of it and let people just. And here's where it gets interesting. Glean isn't just answering questions, it's showing its work. Every answer comes with citations, literal links back to the source document, and that one design choice, that's the whole ballgame. Because here's the thing about enterprise AI that nobody really talks about outside the industry: it's not enough for the AI to sound confident in a company. If the AI is wrong about, say, your PTO policy or a legal contract, that's not a cute little hallucination, that's a real problem. So the companies actually winning this race, Glean, Moveworks, Cohere, they're not competing on who has the flashiest chatbot. They're competing on who can be trusted. And honestly, I think that's the real headline hiding inside this story. For the last 2 years, the AI conversation has been, "Look how smart the model is." And now, quietly, the smartest companies in the room are going, "Cool, but can you prove it's right?" That's a totally different competition, and it's a much harder one to fake takeaway. The AI search wars aren't about intelligence anymore, they're about receipts. But here's the thing: while everyone was watching the flashy startups pitch their chat interfaces, something a lot less sexy was happening quietly in the background. Microsoft, through its Azure Databricks team, published something this week that will never trend on Twitter. It was a technical guide on retrieval evaluation. I know, stay with me, because buried in that unglamorous, deeply nerdy document is basically the industry admitting something huge. The model was never the problem. The retrieval was, "See, here's how these systems actually work under the hood. A user asks a question, the system goes and fetches relevant documents, and then the AI writes an answer based on what it found." And Microsoft's own engineers are saying, in plain terms, if the system fetches the wrong documents, it doesn't matter how good your AI is, it will confidently, fluently, convincingly give you the wrong answer. Every time, that's the plot twist nobody saw coming a couple years ago. We spent all this energy debating which AI model is smartest. GPT this, Claude that, and it turns out, in the enterprise world, the boring plumbing matters more. Chunking your documents right, combining old school keyword search with newer vector search, they're calling it hybrid search. And Microsoft's own data shows it beats pure AI search in a lot of real cases. And then re-ranking the results before the AI even sees them. And if you're thinking, "Wait, didn't everyone just say vector embeddings and semantic search were the future and keyword search was dead?" Yeah, they did. And now the same engineers building this stuff are saying, "Actually, bring back the old keyword search, just combine it with the new stuff." Turns out old and reliable, plus new and flashy beats, either one alone, shocking, I know. There's also this quieter, almost unsettling point buried in there. A document can be perfectly relevant, well-written, semantically a great match for your question, and still be completely wrong to show you. Maybe it's outdated, maybe you're not even supposed to have access to it, that's the permissions problem. And that's the stuff that keeps enterprise security teams up at night, not whether the chatbot has a nice voice. So you've got these two stories happening at the same time: Glean and its competitors out front, selling the shiny promise of ask anything, get instant answers, and behind the curtain, Microsoft and Databricks basically saying, "Yeah, but only if you've done the unglamorous, tedious work of making sure the retrieval is actually correct." One's the show, the other's the wiring behind the wall that keeps the lights from catching fire. Quick hits before we go. Cohere is leaning hard into being the enterprise-first AI company, less flash, more lock down your data control, which honestly might be the smarter long game. Stanford's Slack lab is apparently using AI-powered internal search to help scientists find things buried in decades of research archives, which if you've ever tried to find one specific PDF from 2011, you understand the appeal immediately. And if there is a theme quietly running through all the technical discussion right now, it's this. Nobody's impressed by a confident answer anymore. People want to know where it came from. So here's the big picture. For a while, the AI story was, look how human it sounds. Now, inside actual companies, the story has flipped completely. Nobody cares if it sounds human. They care if it's right, if it can prove it's right, and if it knows what it's not allowed to tell you. That's not a sexy headline. But it might be the difference between AI that people actually trust with their jobs and AI that just sounds good in a demo. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.